Annie and Little One by Christine Tortorella. Little One, Little One, why do you cry? Asked her friend Annie as she wiped her tears dry. I cry 'cause I'm ugly, Annie. My nose is so big. My hair is a mess. I should buy a wig. My legs are skinny, and I have knobby knees. I'm so tired, Annie, of how the kids tease. Oh, poor little one, please don't be sad. The kids may act mean, but they aren't really bad. If you did not have that not-so-little nose, or that crooked smile, and your funny-looking clothes, you would not look like Little One to me. You just would not be you. And who would you be? I guess that is true, Little One replied. I feel so different, though I've tried and I've tried to be like you, Annie. It just never works. Annie, oh sweet Annie, I have so many quirks. Oh no, 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 little one. You have a heart of gold. You are the best listener and my favorite friend to hold. You never tell my secrets. You love to make me smile. Let's face it, little one. We have our own style. We may not be the smartest or have the coolest clothes. But if we put ours together, we'd have the perfect nose. Sweet little one, I have my bad days too. I often don't fit in, and that makes me feel blue. I try to think of what I like about me. I ride my bicycle and I feel so free. I lay on the ground and I watch the clouds float by. And sometimes, little one, it can help to cry. Annie and Little One forgot their troubles for the day. They hugged and they giggled as they went outside to play. Annie swung Little One so high in the sky. Little One pretended she knew how to fly. That night, Annie prayed the Lord to keep Annie and her little one safe in their sleep. As Annie hugged Little One, she sang lullabies. They both felt so loved as they closed sleepy eyes.